Coach on the road once again, taking you behind the scenes with MLB stars of the game. And I got my man here, B.B.
How's it going, Coach?
It's going good. Introduce yourself again to Chicago.
Brooks Baldwin from Whiteville, North Carolina. Utility player for the Chicago White Sox.
Brooks Baldwin, it's B.B. now. We're coming toward the end of a major league season, so how do you sum up your season?
Started off good, you know, kind of playing all over, a lot in the infield. Started off pretty good, swung the bat well. Hit a little down point there in the year, went down to Charlotte and fixed a few things swing-wise, came back up and have stuck to that approach and, you know, just kind of took on that role as the utility player. Wherever I'm needed, just kind of be my best at that position that night.
The rest of you playing short, first base, outfield. I mean, you just all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it since I was a kid, so I'm kind of used to it. But I take a lot of pride in being able to play everywhere.
So, I mean, you know, the ultimate goal is when you play high school, play college, go to minor leagues, just make it to the big leagues. So you make it to the big leagues, and all of a sudden you get sent back down. I mean, how emotional draining is that?
It's definitely like you don't really see it coming. You kind of, it's a bummer when it happens to start with, but you know, you got guys you can talk to that have been through it already, and you kind of talk to them, you talk to family, you talk to everybody that's around the game, that's in the game, and they kind of give you a little bit of peace of mind as to what's going on, basically, and what they see and everything. So it's tough to get sent down, especially like right in the middle of the season, first full season at least. And you know, you just kind of got to go day by day and take it day by day, put in the work that you feel is necessary and you feel that works for you, and stick to what works best and good things will happen.
So how does that work? I mean, you know, you're trying to establish yourself in the big leagues. You're always on pins and needles about doing well and having success. Then you get called, you come in the locker room and you get called into the manager, also the general manager. How does that work?
It's kind of like just out of nowhere, you kind of you play in a game one day and kind of after the game you get called in the office and go through what they see and what they feel like is best for the team at the time, and you kind of have to just like accept it and go on with what they think is best for you as a player and their organization itself.
So, I mean, do you get sent back down and on the inside you shed tears, or outwardly you shed tears? You sit on that plane and cry on that ride back?
No, not really, because, I mean, I'm still playing the game I love to play. So you're still playing baseball. You're still doing what you love. So it is a little bit of a bummer for that to happen, but, I mean, just take it day by day and go out and play the best that you can play that night, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, but it's kind of a big difference with 20, 30, 40,000 fans in the stand and going back to what they call the sticks.
Yeah, it's a big difference between noise level, especially. But, I mean, once you get out there in between the lines, it's still the same game.
So once you get a taste for this game and you go through that roller coaster, and does it make you more hungry to get back up here?
Definitely. Once you get that first taste of it and you see what it's like on the biggest stage, it's like that's what you want to play in every night.
And I like coming in the locker room and steak instead of peanut butter jelly.
Not at all.
And what about the camaraderie with the team? Do you kind of miss that team bonding and the jokes and all the comments of the game?
Yeah, and the relationships are some of the hardest parts of being going back and forth, because you make those friendships and relationships where you look forward to coming in the clubhouse and hanging out with the guys every day.
So as you approach this offseason, I mean, I asked you this last year during the season, but what are you going to do over the offseason besides take you about a month away from baseball?
Yeah, take me about a month and a half and go do some hunting and fishing, hang out with the fiance and try to get the rest of this wedding planned. But baseball-wise, just, you know, get back in the weight room, take that time off. It's time to go, get back in the weight room, and get strong. That's the biggest key to every offseason, is getting strong and having that strength to be able to maintain that weight and the strength throughout this long season.
Well, see, I'm a city boy, you're a country boy, so I don't know nothing about no hunting and no fishing.
I grew up in the middle of nowhere in the sticks.
So you be out there bear hunting, deer hunting, what kind of hunting you be doing?
Everything and anything.
We're going to keep you in the big city. We don't have to get a little hood of you. So you've been to Chicago and won it yet besides Sox Fest?
Not besides Sox Fest, no. That was the first time I've been to any big city up north in the wintertime.
So you got to get you used to this 20, 30 below zero weather.
I'll stay away from that. I'll keep to my 20s and 30s in the South.
So when you think about this team, and I mean, it's made a lot of progress from the start to the finish, from the All-Star break to now, made a lot of progress. So you see the success with this team?
Definitely. I mean, you see it on the field, but you also see it off the field in the weight room. You see it in the clubhouse and in our team meetings and everything, how guys prepare, how they get ready for games in the cage, how the pitchers prepare every day, just basically the focus everybody has in the clubhouse to be able, like ever since the All-Star break, it's been the same every day. It's come in and we're preparing to win a game, not just go play again.
So from season one, rookie season, to season two, do you find yourself more confident in your game, your play, and what to expect?
Definitely. You definitely, once you get through that first little taste and kind of take that off season and come back for the first full year, second season, you have that little bit of confidence in you. You know what's in front of you. You know what to expect every day, from travel to preparation to everything. You have that little bit of extra confidence that can really translate to having more success in the field.
And those plane rides in 3-4 days in one city, that it'll take a little getting used to, huh?
It's tough to travel, finishing a game at 10 o'clock at night and flying 2-3 hours to another city and waking up and playing the next day. It's tough.
Your body lets you know after a while, huh?
It does. It does.
So you know what 162 plus game major league season is like now, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
You never thought it was like this, huh?
No, I didn't. I know people said it was long, but once you're in the middle of it, it's really long.
The last 2 days. So, I mean, what type of mental stress does a major league season put on a player? Young, old, veteran?
A lot, from injuries to performance to everything. You kind of take into, I mean, even stuff off the field, family. Everybody has family issues. But from performance, nutrition, mental, everything, it's a grind. And you kind of got to stick to figure out what works for you, how much sleep do you need every night, what routine works in the morning when you wake up, what routine works before you go to bed, and then those de-stressors. What can you do at night to kind of de-stress and defuse from the game at night, whether it's good or bad? Just figure out what works and what resets you to be ready to go for the next day.
So outside of going home, coming to the ballpark, back home, what parts of Chicago have you had a chance to see?
I've got to see downtown quite a bit, but I don't really get out and adventure too much. I like to stay inside and hang out with my fiance when she's here and play my video games. That's kind of my de-stressor at the nights. Get on the game and play with my friends from home, play with my friends that I've met throughout pro ball, and kind of joke around a little bit. And that's what diffuses me from the game that night.
So you would love it, I
know. Yeah.
All right, last question. I asked you this last year, but I'm going to ask you again this year. You get that call up, you're going to the big leagues, walking that locker room for the very first time, see uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
It was anything you could ever dream of, really. I got my call up and made my debut in Kansas City. So I got to visit a really nice ballpark for the first time. And when you get on that bus, you meet all the guys for the first time on the bus going to the park that day. And then you get in the locker room and you kind of see like what a big league clubhouse looks like. And you can't really imagine what it looks like, the size of it, everything you're offered. And it takes some getting used to it, definitely.
Next interview, well, I won't get you no more this year, but next time we go find out what it's like when you're a rookie trying to learn your way to the bus, around the hotel, to the plane. I bet that's an adventure in itself.
It is. It's definitely an adventure.
Okay, that's the next interview. Coach with my man, BB.
Yes, sir.